Welcome to the Empowered Podcast with Deanna Merlino, an all-encompassing personal development show where I will be sharing with you just how to transform yourself into the best version of you, both inside and out. From wellness, entrepreneurship, spirituality, and manifestation, I'll be showing you exactly how to live your best life. I will be keeping it as real and raw as it gets. So get ready to peel back the layers and really transform yourself under the surface. Because nothing is better than finding your purpose and living this life as your true, authentic self.
Hello, Empowered Fam. From sunny, beautiful, incredible Paradise, Jamaica. I told you I would record a podcast here and I'm sticking to it. I will just, apologize ahead of time for any sounds that come in. They start partying pretty early here, so you could hear music, you could hear people behind me, who knows what you hear. I'm literally standing inches from the ocean. I'm a little sad because I brought my mini mic and I can't find part of it. So I am recording off of my phone today, so the quality might not be the greatest, but I just had to share from this beautiful place and this energy. And if you have never been to Jamaica, specifically, I'm in Negril, so that's what I can talk to. Oh my goodness, you have to come. This place is just absolutely stunning. I'm staying at the Hideaway at the Royalton in Negril, and it is just out of this world. I mean, truly, I have just been in actual heaven. So if you want information on the resort that I stayed at, I am so happy to share it with you. It is luxurious. The people are so incredible. We had butlers that literally made our time here, everything, and the food and the view and the room and because I'm a manifesting master. But we got upgraded to a Diamond Suite swim out pool room. So that has been so much fun. We apparently didn't realize how much we were in need of a vacation because we've done a whole lot of nothing and it's been everything that I needed and more. I honestly hope you guys can hear the waves and the birds around me because that's part of why I'm recording out here today. It is just so amazing. So anyhow, let's just, when I sat with what I should talk about in this podcast, money really came up. I've been manifesting all the things. And actually, I decided to launch another round of my 21-day Manifest Empowered program. And it's 50% off, still all of the same quality, still all of the same potent content. You still get plugged into the Facebook community group, so you're still going to have access to me. It's just not a live round, so there are not going to be the live weekly Zoom calls, but you're still going to have the recordings of all the previous ones as well. So it's still going to be all the goodness that you need. You're going to learn all of the tools that you need to manifest literally your heart's deepest desires. All of the tools, you're going to learn about all the universal laws that are relevant, some that are common, some that are missed, but everything that you need to truly manifest. And the last round was wild. I mean, so many things were manifested. Someone bought a house in a market that they bought their dream home in a market that they never, they've been struggling in. And of course they were able to do that. Someone got accepted into their dream college. Someone quit drinking alcohol, and several people healed relationships with, family members that were not great, and their partnerships got stronger than they'd ever been. People were winning raffles. Clients went from literally on the verge of getting a 9-to-5 that they knew they were going to hate because they were getting concerned about money to holding out, ending up getting literally on the day before, either the day before or the day of, that they were going to start that 9-to-5. They ended up getting a contractual-based job offering in their dream field and ended up booking out in clients and going from zero client income to $8,000 income. $8,000 client income for the month outside of that dream job. So literally just like so many amazing wins. So that will be in the show notes if you want to join. Again, it's self-led and 50% off. So it's only $111. Like, it is just an actual no-brainer. And there's even a two-part payment plan, so you can break that up. So if you're like, you know what, this sounds amazing, but I don't know, I have these hesitations, blah, 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 literally just take a moment and close your eyes and imagine what it would feel like on the other side of that 21 days when you have all the tools that you need to take back your power and manifest the life of your dreams. Because truly, you are going to learn everything that you need to do and heal and be and act as and just all the things. You're going to have all the knowledge for you to embody and put into play. So back to today's episode, I want to talk about money and some ways to amplify our ability to make and receive and attract money. And I made a little list because, you know, your girl can go off on tangents. But the first thing, and this is in no order, these are just things that came to me when I sat down. The first thing is living in alignment and doing the thing that your soul desires. And this came up for me, and I've talked about it a million times, I know, but I'm here, and so it's different. And all I desire to do is travel. That's it. That's all I desire to do is travel and experience the world. And there's always the excuses why we can't, or why we should wait, or when this happens, we'll do this, right? That is an energy of either scarcity or lack, like the fear is winning, or you're just creating a perpetual, like it not happening. Like you being in a mindset of, oh, when this happens, then I'll do this. You're just perpetuating more energy. You are in the energy of waiting, and whatever energy you're in is going to attract more of that. So you're just creating more of that waiting. So for me, it was book the frickin' trip and go, right? My husband is always like, when this happens, we'll go. When this happens, I was like, no, that is it. We are done. We are booking the trip and we are going. And both of us are just so grateful that we're here. We have been celebrating just incredible win after win after win. He is doing his own thing with investing in crypto, and it has literally exploded, especially while we were here. And I mean, my stuff is just always, I'm always doing something, right? I'm always offering something. And so it just has amplified the monetary side for us, because we are, our frequency is so friggin' high. We are in so such alignment right now. We are here in paradise like we wanted to be. And when you do the things that you actually desire to do, when you do the things that are on your heart to do, everything else that you desire is just going to be magnetized to you. That's just literally how it goes. So whether it's taking a trip, whether it's starting the business that you feel so called to bring to the world, whether it's quitting the job that's sucking the life out of you, whether it's starting the podcast, whether it's, I don't know, going on the date, whether it's asking out the person, whether it's ending the relationship that is out of alignment, whether it's moving to another city, another state, another country, whether it's whatever it is, it's on your heart for a reason. Go freaking do it. And everything else will fall into place. I assure you that. Okay, next thing, which ties in the first thing, but talking about raising your frequency. And so there are ways that we can strengthen and expand our energetic field around us. And think of your energetic field as your magnet to the world, your magnet to the things that you desire. So whatever you fuel and feed your energetic field is going to decide what you're attracting in your life. So obviously one of the biggest ways that this is important is your mindset and your beliefs. So if you believe that bad things are going to happen, you are going to attract bad things to happen, because your brain wants to prove you right, and the energy that you're putting out of this is going to happen is going to attract back that energy. So the biggest and most important thing, and I have a million podcasts on this, is about, oh my goodness, there's a turtle swimming by. Oh my gosh. Ugh, guys. Anyhow, that is like the best place and most important place to start, because that's making a permanent shift. What you're feeding your body. How are you nourishing your body? How are you moving your body? Are you surrounding yourself with a healthy environment? There's so many ways. All of this plays into our energetic field. But for me specifically this weekend, this is a really big thing for me, and especially the fact that I'm sharing it on the podcast. I have been called for, I don't know, the last year, 2 years maybe, to quit drinking alcohol. Literally, my body just does not want it. It has not wanted it at all. It doesn't matter when I drink. It doesn't matter how I drink. It doesn't matter how little I drink. I get sick every time I drink. And so I kept saying, like, within the next year or so, I'll probably quit. And I don't drink much, for the record. But anyhow, our first night here, I had literally a couple drinks. And welcome to me being, you know, open and honest and vulnerable. But I literally chit and puked for the entire night. Like, I did not sleep. I was so sick. And I had a clear as day, like, I cannot stress this enough, clear as day communication with my higher self. And the message was, how many times are you going to do this? And I was like, oh, like, this is from the alcohol. Like, initially I thought maybe I got a, like, my stomach wasn't agreeing with the local food. And my body was like, please stop poisoning me. And I'm like, okay, got it, done. Literally, like, in that moment, I was like, I'm done. It was like a coming to Jesus moment of just, I always knew it was coming again. I just didn't know when. And that was the when. So I have not had a drop of alcohol since the very first day here. And I pretty much told myself, like, if I can go on vacation and not drink, I know I'm good. And then I think a thing that I've been battling with for the longest time is, like, I was always known as, like, the friend you call for a good time. I was always the party girl. And that really changed after I had my son. But I was kind of, I guess, just worried that I wasn't still going to be me. I wasn't still going to be fun. And what I learned on this trip is that I can absolutely still be fun without having alcohol. Even my husband was like, one, I applaud you for doing it. You said you've been wanting to do it for the longest time. But also, he was like, you have been your same silly, fun self without alcohol. And so I just know that I'm done. And I wanted to share that, whether you are sober or on a sober, curious journey. I've been loving that I've been seeing people more and more doing this, because collectively, our vibration is rising. Collectively, our frequency is rising. And alcohol is literally a poison. There is zero purpose for it. It is the one thing that there's things that are bad for your body, but it is the one thing that our human bodies literally cannot process. You are just poisoning yourself. You are lowering your frequency. You are lowering your vibration. You're opening yourself up for negative energies to attach to you and ride around your human vessel like an empty body, okay? Like, it's just so bad for you, and I've known that, and now I'm ready. And so I'm just really excited to see what comes from that as I just no longer poison myself. It's just so crazy that, like, drinking is just so normalized, and, like, you become the weird person for not drinking, and it's obviously just, like, glamorized. And I mean, it's because it's, you know, being weaponized against us. But point being, like, it's crazy that we just have normalized so much poisoning ourselves. It's honestly sad. And that's not to say that I'm judging you if you drink, right? It's just, I felt called. And if you're feeling the calling, I hope you listen. Or maybe even just lower how much you're drinking. And again, there's so much stuff that's bad for you, right? Like soda, bad for you. Regular meats and vegetables, unfortunately at this point, bad for you because they're covered in pesticides. Like, it's organic or bust for me. 9 times out of 10, right? Okay, so next thing, again, from this trip is spending more time in nature, okay? We have forgotten as a society that we are also nature. We are a part of nature. Just because we have a different level of consciousness than the plants in the plant world and the animal world, we are still all one. We are still all connected. And if you just take a second to remember to connect back into nature as often as you can, you will, one, it'll cleanse your energy field. It'll amplify your energy field. It will raise your vibration and your frequency. And it'll just make manifesting everything that much easier. You'll feel so much better. Your body will feel better, cleaner. It will allow you to detox and toxify, detoxify and just purge out the lower energies, essentially. But even from just like an awareness perspective, I'm staring at the ocean right now. If I tried to, like, that ocean was made up of individual drops of water that collectively oh my goodness, a pelican just flew by my head. This place is just wild. If you just collectively added that all together, eventually it made the ocean. You couldn't for the life of you. It would literally be impossible to count how many drops of water are in the ocean. The ocean is ever abundant. You can't, there's enough air to go around for all of us, enough oxygen. I don't need to hold my breath in order for someone else to have more air. We can all breathe air. It's never ending. The water, me drinking less water, isn't going to take away the amount of water that others have. It would be literally impossible for me to count all of the grains of sand, all of the rocks. It's ever abundant. To count all the leaves on a tree, all the blades of grass, it's never ending. The trees aren't talking to each other and saying, hey, you need to use less oxygen because I need more. No, everyone's just going about their business and they know that they're going to get what they need. And if they don't, it's the cycle of life. But they're just going to go about living their little tree lives and not worrying about any of it. It's the same thing for us. Like, obviously, it's a little different, right? But my point is, just spend time in nature. It will make you feel so much better and it will remind you how abundant you are. And when you remember how abundant you are, if you believe in abundance, if you believe, this is how you shift out of lack. This is how you shift out of scarcity, the mindset of there's not enough, I need more, right? When you shift out of that, you will attract more easily and effortlessly. Okay, another thing, the law of compensation is about, like, in relation here to finances, what you put out is what you're going to get back. And so for me, I normally talk about this a lot with coaching and investing. If you are someone who wants more finances out of life, whether you are a professional, whether you are an entrepreneur, it doesn't matter. But when you invest in coaching, you are going to get that much more, that much faster, that much easier. That's just how it goes. And so another way, if you're not ready to invest in coaching or mentorship, like for us, we're at an all-inclusive, but we're still tipping. Like, do we have to? No. But we fully believe in circulating our money into the market, pouring our money into the market so that it can pour back into us. And what you give out, you get back tenfold. And so we are happily tipping everyone and not doing it from a place of, well, I know I'll get it back. It's just become second nature to us now. The more we give, the more it's going to come back. The more we help others, the more we're going to be helped. The more we make others' lives easier financially, the more our lives are going to be made easier financially. It's just a cycle, a natural cycle. It is a universal law. It is a law of the universe. If you listen to it, it will work. It's working whether you believe in it or not. It's working every second of every day. So whether that's, you know, you go out to dinner and you would normally tip $5, try, like, I've gotten to the point where I double what I used to, and I'm sure that will continue up, right? But start with, if you normally would tip $5, tip $6. Just do a little more. Just edge out of your comfort zone. Just go to where it feels a little stretchy and then pull yourself back into gratitude and knowing that you helped make someone's life easier and that's going to come back to you tenfold. Don't do it for that reason, but that's just how you're going to get more comfortable initially, right? Okay. That's also the law of cause and effect as well. It's very related to that, is essentially what you give is what you get. What you do is what you receive. Kind of like karma, right? Okay. And the last thing that I want to talk about just to help you guys is because I've been noticing this is happening more and more now that my courses and my programs are selling essentially on autopilot, is I've been noticing that people are starting to default on their payments. And am I going to hunt you down? Nope, I'm not. Is that my problem? Nope, it's not. You made an agreement with me energetically or, like, literally. And if you don't fulfill it, it has nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do with my lack of showing up on my end. Whether it's because you purchased something and then you didn't do it, so you think, well, I didn't do it, so I'm not going to pay for it. That's on you. That's your karma. If you agreed to pay for something and you don't, that is only going to, law of karma, law and cause of effect, law of compensation, that is only going to come back to you. whether it's your checks bounce, whether it's people who are supposed to pay you are not going to pay you. If you're someone who is in the entrepreneurial field, you need to button up your finances, baby. And everyone does, because it affects everyone. But point being, if you are noticing that your money is not coming in as easy as you would like it to, or people are defaulting, look at where you maybe need to button that up. And so that can look like, this came up for me, one, because people have been defaulting on programs, but also I got a new debit card. My old one expired. And so a lot of my accounts, like for example, Canva, the stuff I use for business, I was getting emails like, oh, your card declined. I need to upgrade my card, update my card to the different things or whatnot. But that's what made me think about it. Is I'm like, okay, I need to get these updated ASAP. I do not go around the world owing people money ever. Why? Because I do not desire for people to go around the world owing me money ever. And so where are things that you need to clean up? Maybe you got yourself into a coaching container that you can't afford. Talk to the, and I'm not talking about me, I'm just talking about in general. Talk to the coach and say, hey, is there any way that I can set up an extended payment plan? They will probably let you. Maybe you have student loans and you have been defaulting on them. Call the student loan place and say, hey, is there any way I can extend this payment plan, or can I have a grace period? Something like that, right? Just where are you owing people money and you're not following through on your end? Because I assure you, the same way that what goes out or what comes in is based on what goes out. So you want to clean up all loose ends. Clean up what you owe people, or at least get in good standing. And that is going to bust open your capacity to receive money so much easier. Okay, so this audio is likely going to sound different from the rest of the podcast. But I just wanted to add this little blip because it was just something else that I felt was so important to add and was just mind-boggling to me. Something that my husband and I were talking about was the lack of gratitude from some people. Like literally being in Jamaica, they're like I don't even know. We could have, I can't even think of anything. Let's just say a bird could have shit on my head and I would literally not care. Like everything, no matter what, was perfect. And so we just noticed so many people that were arguing or even complaining. And we're like, how the frig can you be in literal paradise and still find a way to complain? It was like what I noticed, and this actually doesn't have to do with the podcast. This is just kind of chat. But I noticed was that people were coming to another country and expecting the same treatment that they would get in their home country. And it's just so wild to me that that would even be an expectation. Like we have just, strayed so far from the natural state that we're meant to be in. Like Jamaica's on island time, and I'm okay with that. And as one would expect, because you're in an island, right? So don't be that person who goes to another country and another culture and expect things to go your way. I think that's rude and disrespectful. Jamaica has been absolutely amazing. But anyhow, the real reason that I wanted to talk about this was because gratitude is one of the most powerful states that you can be in. And so as we're talking about all of these things, I just wanted to bring up the importance of being in gratitude and reminding you to be in gratitude. And if your physical reality is not currently, reflecting the way you would like it to, or your desires are not showing up as fast as you would like it to, the most important thing that I can tell you is to be in gratitude as much as possible, because you cannot have more without being grateful for what you have now. And so if you're struggling to be grateful for things as a whole, look for little things that you can be grateful for and do that as frequently as you can and feel it as deeply and as genuinely as you can. And that is going to speed up the speed at which you receive the things that you desire. And it will also help in clearing, alchemizing, and amplifying the high frequency in your energetic field, which again will speed up and help you receive the things that you desire. So I just wanted to add in the importance of gratitude and being in that state as much as possible. Okay, back to the regularly scheduled podcast episode. I don't want to go on and on and on, even though I could. But these are just a few things to raise your frequency, raise your vibration, open up and expand your energy field, and just really amplify money in your world. Just a few things. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. If any of it sat with you, I would love for you to share this episode, send it to someone who needs to hear it. If you have not left a review on my podcast as yet, please take a moment to do that. You actually get something free for that off the top of my head. I'm not sure, but it's in my show notes. You'll see it. It shows the email to screenshot your review and send it to. And you will get, I want to say it's my 8-step manifesting ebook or workbook. But either way, I love you all so much. I hope you have the best day. I hope you have the best week. And I am signing out from sunny Jamaica. And I will catch you on the flip side back in the States. Sending all my love. Talk to you soon.
Thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. If you want to find out more, you can follow me on Instagram at Empowered with Deanna and my personal page, Fit Deanna Lolita. You can also visit me on my website, which is DeannaMerlinoFit.com. Make sure that whatever platform you guys are listening on, please rate and subscribe. And this means so much to me. It's going to help get me out there to help so many other people. I'm so grateful that you're here with me on this journey of wellness and self-empowerment. I cannot promise that it will always be easy, but I do know that it will always be worth it. Stick with me, and together, let's start living as the version of us that we were meant to be. Because the world is waiting for your gifts, and you deserve to live the life of your wildest dreams and beyond. So friends, let's get empowered.